Play abandoned due to wet outfield. India 62 for 2 at stumps on day 2 of Brisbane Test. Trail Australia by 307 runs. Manchester United and England great Wayne Rooney ends playing career, becomes full-time manager of Derby County. Australian Open players locked down as 2 test positive for COVID-19 after a flight from US.
Marco Jensen replaces Ottonell Bartman in South Africa's touring party to Pakistan.
England alive fears after COVID positive cases among hotel staff.
Ferrari driver Charles Leclerc tests positive for COVID-19.
Rain played spoiled sport on day 2 as the 4th test match between Australia and India failed to resume after the tea break at the Gabba in Brisbane. The final session was washed out and India finished at 62 for 2 at stumps after the hosts were bowled out for 369 before the lunch break. The visitors trailed by 307 runs. Until Rohit Sharma's dismissal, India looked to be in control and now once again, the pressure of gaining momentum has been put on Ajinkya Rahane and Cheteshwar Pujara. The duo are unbeaten on 2 and 8 respectively and will be aiming to stage a turnaround on day 3. Nathan Lyon took the wicket off Rohit in his 100th test match and Pat Cummins was once again amongst the wicket takers for Australia. Manchester United and England great Wayne Rooney has ended his illustrious playing career to take up the job of managing championship side Derby County on a full-time basis. Derby confirmed, the 35-year-old former forward had agreed a permanent deal until 2023, having succeeded Philip Cocu on an interim basis in November. Rooney was in charge of 9 matches as interim boss at Derby, winning 3 and drawing 4. A group of Australian Open players and staff will quarantine for 2 weeks after 2 people on their flight to Melbourne tested positive for coronavirus. About 1,200 players and staff are arriving in Melbourne ahead of the delayed Australian Open starting on February 8th. But one flight from Los Angeles, which landed on Friday, has led to 2 positive COVID-19 tests, according to a letter shared by players Pablo Cuevas and Santiago Gonzalez. The 2 positive tests were reportedly for a crew member and a participant who is not a player. However, under original guidelines, the players were permitted to leave their hotels for up to 5 hours to train.
South Africa has had to make an 11th-hour change to their touring party to Pakistan, with Warriors' seamer Marco Jansen called up to replace Ottonell Bartman from the originally named squad. No specifics in Bartman's withdrawal was mentioned in the Cricket South Africa release, except that it was medical reasons and not related to COVID-19. 20-year-old Jansen turned heads when he claimed 7 wickets in the defeat of Titans at Centurion. In all, the left-armer has 21 wickets at an average of 20.71 and sits second in the list of the tournament's leading wicket-takers. 2 staff members at the Lighthouse Hotel in Galle, where England are staying during their tour of Sri Lanka, have tested positive for COVID-19. The ECB confirmed reports of the positive tests, but a spokesperson said the staff members have not been in contact with the England tour party and said they were not concerned at the results. England's limited over series to South Africa last month was called off after a similar incident when a staff at the team hotel in Cape Town tested positive for coronavirus. For England's players, that called into question the security of the biosecure bubble, and the ODI series was cancelled out of concerns for the well-being of the squad after a few days of uncertainty surrounding the fixtures. Ferrari driver Charles Leclerc announced that he had tested positive for COVID-19 2 days after Formula One was forced to postpone 2 of next season's Grand Prix. "I want to let you know that I have tested positive for COVID-19, the Monegasque driver said on Twitter. He finished 8th last season after making just 2 podium finishes in a dreadful 17-race campaign for Ferrari, in which 4-time world champion Sebastian Vettel slumped to 13 in the driver standings. The positive test shouldn't have any immediate impact on Leclerc's prospects for the coming season, which doesn't start until the Bahrain Grand Prix on March 28.